Pope Francis is back in the Vatican this morning after a day-long visit to the city of his namesake. During his time there, the Pope visited the churches of St. Francis, St. Clair, San Damiano, the Basilica of St. Mary of the Angels, and the city's cathedral, San Rufino. The visit also included meetings with the poor and the infirm, as well as lunch at the city's Caritas. Christopher Wells reports on the short but momentous visit.
In a scene reminiscent of World Youth Day, Pope Francis ended his pastoral visit to Assisi with an enthusiastic gathering of young people in the piazza in front of the Basilica of Santa Maria degli Angeli. The atmosphere was electric as the square was filled with flag-waving, cheering crowds in an evening filled with music. Pope Francis seemed to pick up on the excitement of the crowd, waving to the people and, as usual, stopping to greet them along the way. It was a fitting end to a busy day in Assisi marked by encounters with the sick and disabled, the poor, women and men religious, especially members of the Franciscan family, priests and seminarians, pilgrims from around the world, and ordinary men and women residents of the town. At each step of his journey, the Pope also made time for quiet moments of prayer and reflection, following in the footsteps of the little poor man of Assisi. Along the way, Pope Francis seemed to gain fresh strength and energy with each new meeting, from his first stop at the Seraphicum Institute to his final visit to Rivotorto, which preserves the memory of the little huts where St. Francis stayed with his first followers. The day was filled with prayer and song, and marked with the joy and the peace that characterizes both the saint and the Pope. For Vatican Radio from Assisi, I'm Christopher Wells.